When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
Everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, June 20th edition. Hope you all had a great Monday. The Giants Padres just went to the 10th, but everything else is wrapped up on today's seven-game slate. It was a fun one. Lots of offense, as usual, around baseball. And the chalk did not go off, which was fun to see as a rarity in the game. You can find myself on Twitter at BDentrick, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. Get all the podcasts there recorded on Always Pressing PGA DFS podcast for the Travelers Championship on Monday with Jesse. I'm going to have a Bench with Bubba recording on Tuesday morning with Mike Kurland, the usual Bubba and the Bloom later in the week, and much, much more. So go check all that out, plus my written content at Fantasy Pros, Baseball HQ, and Gaining the Edge Fantasy on Patreon. All right, totals for your 11-game Tuesday slate starting at 7:05 p.m. Eastern time. You got Mariners and the Yankees at 7, Cubs Pirates 8, Cardinals Nationals 9.5, A's Guardians 9, Rockies Reds 9.5, Red Sox Twins 8.5, Mets Astros 7.5, Rangers White Sox 8.5, Diamondbacks Brewers 9, Padres Giants 8.5, Dodgers Angels 8.5. Got some fun ones here because we have some decent pitching, but obviously on an 11-game slate, lots of ways to target some bats as well. So let's have some fun breaking it all down for you. We'll start with the starting pitching as usual. Nathan Eovaldi, the highest priced pitcher on the slate at $11,100. As he takes on the Chicago White Sox. EO's been just amazing this year. He's basically got you almost a 20-point floor more often than not. He's actually averaging 23.4, but he's getting you almost 20 points every time. He's had a couple 40 burgers out there, a couple 30s. The dude's a beast because he goes deep into games, strikes dudes out, hasn't had too many blowups this season, so anything's possible in this area in baseball, but that's great to see. And he's facing the White Sox team, striking out 25.5% of the time versus righties. He's hitting .211 with a 178 ISO. We saw him over the weekend against guys like Logan Gilbert and Brandon Wu just strike out like crazy. So there's lots of strikeout options in this White Sox lineup. 11-1's expensive. It's tough to get there with Eovaldi, but if you're going to pay up, it's a great spot to pay up for with Nate Eovaldi. Clayton Kershaw at 10-5 is intriguing. He struggled his last couple times out, but overall having a really good season. And he takes on an Angels team, striking out almost 26% of the time versus lefties over the last 3 weeks, hitting .221 with a 193 ISO. So you can go to Kershaw at 10-5 if you want. I'd like to find a way to get to 11-1 if I'm paying this high for pitching, but no problem with Kershaw. Now it begins to get a little more fun. Like, you got Framber Valdez, who I'm always a fan of. We know there's arguments, pros and cons for Framber. He needs to get the strikeouts. That's not always a thing for Mr. Valdez, but he does take on a New York Mets team that is striking out almost 22% of the time versus lefties. So you can go Framber if you want, but at that point, I'd rather go to Kershaw for 300 more or get all the way up to Eovaldi. Now, if you're saving some cash, Marcus Stroman, $8,900 at the Pittsburgh Pirates. I just keep using Stroman. ERA below 2.5 now, just a steady Eddie, 19.9, 19, 25.3, 43, 20, 20. A bad start, 18.5. Like, he just has such a great floor with the upside. I talked about him. I've been playing him a lot, like 5 or more Ks in 4 straight starts. He's getting at least 6 innings, 2 earned runs or less in 4 straight starts. He's been awesome, and now he gets a Pittsburgh Pirates team that is striking out that's lefties. Let me change back to righties real quick. Pittsburgh Pirates team striking out 22% of the time versus righties over the last 3 weeks, .240 average, 148 ISO. So if you're not paying all the way up, I love Stroman. If you want Stroman to be your SP2 to one of the elite pitchers, great there. I think if you're playing cash, Stroman is a phenomenal cash game play, and I love the tournament upside that he does bring. It's a Pittsburgh Pirates team. Now, if you want to pivot off of Stroman, George Kirby at $8,700 is too cheap. That's just the best way I can say it, too cheap. Coming off 6 innings, no earned, 10 Ks against the Marlins, struggled at San Diego, then against the Yankees, 8 shutout with 7 Ks. So that's 30-plus points in 2 of his last 3 starts. And, oh, look now, he's at the New York Yankees. One thing I will mention with George Kirby is he has had some interesting home road splits, but that balanced out so far this year. 3.19 ERA at home, 3.29 on the road, so nothing too crazy. It's mainly the strikeouts, 43 Ks at home, 28 Ks on the road, and only one more start. That's the big difference. But he's facing the judgeless Yankees, and we love to target this. A Yankees team over the last 3 weeks, 23% K rate versus righties, only hitting 214. I think Kirby at 87 is a phenomenal tournament play, like a really, really good tournament play. I'm a big fan of that one on this slate. Aaron Civale, $7,900 against the Oakland Athletics. I think he'll be popular, and for good reasons. He has a good floor, about 15 points, give or take. Hasn't put up a ceiling game since he returned from the IL in his three starts, but he's gone at least five innings in two out of three, two earned runs or less. He got seven Ks in his last start, only went 3 2/3, surprisingly. So strikeouts are an issue for him usually. That last start was kind of an anomaly for Aaron Civale, but he faces Oakland, striking out almost 24% of the time over the last 3 weeks, 244, 110 ISO. Don't mind Civale at 79 if you want. That's definitely in play. I think similar to Kirby at 87 for tournaments, Dylan Cease at 77 is your ultimate YOLO play. Like if you're playing a single entry, a 3-max, probably don't have Dylan Cease. If you're playing 20-max or more, I'd have some Dylan Cease. We know he's a total boomer bust dude, but back-to-back starts at 20-plus points. He's got at least five innings in four out of his last five, two runs or less in those four starts, and six or more Ks in three straight starts. If the strikeouts are there and he gets you five-plus innings, you have a chance for Dylan Cease to pay off that price tag at $7,700. The caveat is the Texas Rangers. We know how tricky that is. They're striking out 20.6% of the time over the last 3 weeks versus righties, hitting 276 with a 201 ISO. Their offense is insane, insane in the membrane. But Dylan Cease, you know, was almost a Cy Young winner last year, and he's been just a bust this year. There's no sugarcoating it, but he's shown signs of life, especially in his last couple starts, that in tournaments, if you want to go real crazy, Dylan Cease is your dude at 77. I'd probably go George Kirby a little more safe than Cease, but both uber, uber tournament plays on this slate. After that, it gets dicey. Your punt play is Justin Verlander. I never thought I'd say that day doing this show. I've been doing the show for six something years, maybe 7 years now. I never thought I'd hear saying Justin Verlander is your punt play. The dude's put up 20 plus points in three out of five starts. The other two starts, minus 1.9, minus 2.8. He went six innings, one run, six Ks against the Yankees. In those three good starts, at least five Ks, at least six innings, one earned run in each of them. So depends on which Justin Verlander you're getting, because we've seen both sides of the spectrum. He's going up against the Houston Astros, and I'll say this much, though. It's not the dominating Houston Astros of old, especially without Yordan there. They're striking out nearly 23% of the time over the last 3 weeks. They're only hitting 226 with a 189 ISO. So they got some pop, but not hitting for average, striking out a decent amount. Justin Verlander at 73 could be interesting. We saw Max Scherzer deal look like the Scherzer of old on Monday night against Houston. Not saying Verlander will do that, but he doesn't have to at $7,300. And that's the beauty of the situation. So recapping pitching, I like Eovaldi at 11-1. Kershaw at 10-5 is very, very formidable. But kind of my top plays if you're not paying up, Stroman at 89, Kirby at 87. Civale at 79 is not bad. Like if you want to go cash, Stroman, Civale is not a bad cash go. Cease in tournaments at 77 is great, and Verlander at 73. So if you want my four-pack, like I like to do for you guys on this show, it's Stroman, it's Kirby, it's Verlander, and if you got the cash, I'd say Nate Eovaldi, but I probably won't go up there. So if we want to take the top-priced guys out, we'll go Stroman, Kirby, Verlander, and I will throw Dylan Cease into the mix when you go full YOLO on this slate.
Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom has created weight management programs that are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. So stop chasing health trends and join the millions who have lost weight with Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's NOOM.com to sign up for your trial today.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right, let's talk about some hitting on this 11-game Tuesday slate catcher's position for you. Will Smith, $5,700 versus the lefty Reed Detmers. Detmers has been pretty good of late, but we know the hiccups can be there, and Will Smith is just a beast. But you don't have to pay up for catching. There's one thing I'll mention right now. Value will be everywhere. It's an 11-game slate. Not going to be an issue. But Will Smith's fine at 57. If you want to save some money, though, William Contreras at 47 is okay. I like to target Ryan Nelson. I just don't know if I'm paying 47 for William with some of the other catchers on this slate. Like, if you're fading Dylan Cease, Jonah Heim at 44 is awesome. I'm a fan of that. You can go even cheaper, though. Elias Diaz went deep on Monday. He's having a great season right now. He's $4,100 versus Ben Lively in Great American Small Park. That is a, like, in reality, if you're paying up a catcher, that should be your top guy. Elias Diaz at 41. Like, don't even pay up higher. Just save the cash, because Diaz has a great floor and ceiling in that matchup versus Ben Lively. Below 4K, you have some more options, obviously. You got Tyler Stevenson at $3,500 versus Noah Davis. So Colorado and Cincinnati should be the chalk again on this slate, and for viable reasons. You got Davis and Lively pitching. They're garbage pitchers. So you have a good spot there. And the odds of the chalk not hitting back-to-back nights, we have not seen all season long. So just brace for impact. If it doesn't hit for two straight nights, I'm going to be pumped on this one. But just be prepared for the worst. After Tyler Stevenson, though, Yainer Diaz, my dog, he's going up against Verlander. Diaz went deep again on Monday. Again on Monday. He's $3,300, though. He's not 29 anymore. It's amazing. He finally got some love. Don't mind Yainer. Don't mind Patrick Bailey at 32 versus Seth Lugo. Those are both options for you there. And then below 3K, Bo Naylor is $2,500 versus Waldichuk is opening, and then it goes to Medina. Medina's a really good guy for Bo Naylor to try to attack. So Naylor at 25 is a really nice value. And then the other value, if Carson Kelly's in lineup versus Chad Ray at 23 is not bad. I like Miguel Amaya. Chicago versus Johan Oviedo is definitely in play. Amaya at $2,300 would be the one to look at. And then I don't like targeting Marcus Stroman, but I'm just going to say it because he's still down here. Henry Davis made his debut for the Pirates. He was the 2021 first overall pick in the draft for the Pirates, and in general, top pick in the draft at catcher. The Pirates are playing him in right field, and he's $2,000. He hit a double in his first at-bat on Monday. Davis has great plate skills, and they're going to pretty much play him in right field nonstop, it sounds like, with an occasional stop behind the dish. So Davis at 2K. I don't want to fade Stroman, but if you just want to punt 2K Davis, totally fine with that. First base position for you, got Shohei, sure, but Freeman versus Detmers at 61, I like. Pete Alonso versus Framber. You know, Paul Goldschmidt versus Gore. Goldie went deep on Monday. I like Gore and Valdez. They're both good pitchers. Goldie and Alonso are good tournament plays, let's put it that way. Spencer Steer in Great American at 46 versus Davis is great. Steer stole a bag, got another 10 points on Monday. Christian Walker at 44 versus Chad Ray is definitely in play for you. Going down farther, Joey Votto returned from the IL on Monday. He went deep. He hit three balls over 102 miles an hour, which is outstanding. He's $4,200 versus Noah Davis. That's a great play. That's a cash game play, the tournament upside. So I'm on board there. If you're fading Cease, Nathaniel Lowe's 4K. That's a nice little Texas piece of the pie there. Josh Naylor, if you want to go against the Medina side of things, he's $3,700. So that's not too shabby either. Going down to 3K and below for you on this 11-game slate, Tristan Casas went deep again on Monday. He's $2,800 versus Bailey Ober. Ober's a good pitcher. Casas is heating up. The Red Sox are kind of heating up too. So something to keep in mind there. I'm not recommending Andrew Vaughn on Tuesday because I like Nady Eovaldi, but if you guys remembered very clearly from Monday's show, I said, hey, there's a lefty on the mound, and Andrew Heaney, who likes lefties, and he's $3,000. Andrew Vaughn. Just going to throw that one back out there real quick because he went to Ding Dong City on Monday. After that, though, it gets a little murkier. Josh Bell's actually been hitting really well. Ladies, $2,600 versus the Waldichuk-Medina combo. That's not a bad value at first base. But other than that, not too much down here. Second base position for you here. You got Marcus Semien is, oh my God, Yastrzemski walked it off with a McCovey Cove bomb. Yahtzee, baby. Sorry. Just had to go there. Giants are on fire right now. This is absolutely glorious. That's a double dong night for Mike Yastrzemski. Yes, yes, yes. All right. Marcus Semien is $5,700 for Cease. Sure. Yeah, Thyro Straw at 54. Sure. But let's just save some money. Nico Horner at 49 is a great. That's kind of where you want to start things, Nico Horner. McLain for Cincinnati at 48 is another good one. So Horner and McLain is where I'd start. Ketel Marte at 5K is not bad either. I'll say that much. But Horner and McLain are the two guys I would start with. You got Jonathan India at 45 and Great American. He'd be there as well. Going down cheaper, though, Andrés Giménez has been heating up again. He's $3,700 versus the Waldichuk-Medina combo. So Cleveland's going to have some nice value that could pan out really, really well on this slate. We'll have to keep an eye on what lineup comes out on Tuesday. Some other cheap options, though, when you get to 3K and below. Edward Julian, he's been okay since getting recalled to fill in for Jorge Polanco. He's $3,100 versus Cutter Crawford. I like Crawford's upside, but he's not long for the game, and he's just been very inconsistent. So if you're looking for a little bit of value, Julian is there at $3,100. But other than that, not a ton down here right now. Third base position for you, you got Devers at 58, totally fine. Arenado at 55, okay. But Machado at 54 versus Disco, I can get behind. Elite de la Cruz is 53 versus Davis. I like that. J-Ram's finally priced up. He's 52 as well versus Waldichuk-Medina. So that J-Ram LED of the Cruiser is kind of where I'd start things off. But then you got Josh Jung at 45. He went deep again on Tuesday. That's been glorious. So Josh Jung's a good one to look at. Love Ryan McMahon at $4,300. He's $200 cheaper than he was yesterday. So McMahon at $4,300 versus Ben Lively is a really, really good one to look at. Justin Turner had the night off on Monday. He's 39 versus Ober. He was first base all last week. Now he's back to third base on DK this week. So we'll see where the next keeps going. But JT has been on fire. He's $3,900 versus Bailey Ober. Going down in the mid 3Ks and below, like Heimer Candelario's here, Jake Berger's here, but I'm not looking to go there. Royce Lewis had the day off again on Monday. He's $3,300. If he's back in the lineup, he'd be a guy to keep an eye on. You might just want to pay up at third base for the most part. At least the high threes, low fours is where I'd start. There's not a ton down here that is that appealing right now. Shortstop, Mookie Betts, 63. I love how he's outfield shortstop now instead of outfield second base. DraftKings is the best. Mookie Betts, $6,300 versus Detmers. Corey Seager at 6K is awesome as well. I like Betts. I pay for Betts almost. He's like second to Acuna on me. If I can have the money, I'm paying for him type situation. He just accumulates points. Ellie Day, the Cruz, 53, is awesome as well. So all those guys are in play. Betts would be my top dude, followed by Seager, by Day, the Cruz, the way they're priced, and it makes total sense. Going down cheaper, though, McLain at 48 is awesome versus Davis. You got Swanson versus Oviedo. I'm in on that as well. I wish Adamas was swinging it better. If you want to be contrarian with a little Milwaukee action versus Ryan Nelson, fine. Not sure you have to get that cute on an 11-gamer, but I get it. Ryan Nelson's not that good, and they've already started whispering in Arizona that they're watching him from start to see when they can make a move with potentially, quote-unquote, they didn't say it, but we're speculating Brandon Pfaadt to take his spot in the rotation. So keep an eye, because they said Dre Jameson is not an option. So keep an eye on all that. Going below 4K now, you got the likes of Mad Rosario if you're going all in on Cleveland at 34, but I don't think you need to with the Med. You can do other Cleveland Guardians if you so choose. Ezekiel Durant's $2,700. I'm always an Ezekiel fan. He had another nice game on Monday. But other than that, Andrew Velasquez, not against Kershaw, but keep an eye on him throughout the week. I mentioned him last week. He played well for 2K, like every single day. So keep Velasquez on your mind as well. Outfield for you here, you got Tatis at 64 is awesome. Betts at 63, I love in that matchup. Soto double donged on Monday. He's 59 versus Disco. That's a strong one as well. A few other ones to take a peek at. Corbin Carroll is 57. He went deep. I told you he was a great tournament play. He went deep on Monday. He's great against Ray as well. You got a few more down here. Christian Yelich at 53 is an awesome play versus Nelson. I'm in on that too. Going below 5K now, you got the likes of Lubov versus Eo in a tournament only. Lubov went deep on Monday. He's crushing baseball. So a tournament play, I get it. Kind of how I felt about Corbin Carroll's a tournament play on Monday. Lubov would be a kind of tournament play like that. If you want to get really, really contrarian, I think it's Eovaldi. Lou Bob would be your dude, or one of your dudes, I should say. Going to the mid 4Ks and below, you got Christopher Morel has been swinging a really hot stick. He's 45 versus Oviedo. Jake Fraley should be back in the lineup. He's $4,400 versus Davis. I wanted to mention it now that we're here. Cincinnati's getting healthy. And so the lefty started on Monday, Friedel, Fraley, Benson, all out. The second the righties came in, Friedel and Fraley came in. So it's going to make DFS, if they're going to keep this trend up, DFS is going to be even more annoying with the Cincinnati Reds. But Fraley at 44, really good spot there versus Noah Davis. Yeah, Lourdes Gurriel Jr. at 43, love that play versus Colin Ray. Gurriel's having a great season. And there's TJ Friedel at 42, leading off for Cincinnati. So Friedel's 42, Fraley's 44, both really good price tags. Lane Thomas is having a great season, especially against left-handed pitching. He's $4,200. Jordan Montgomery has not been the Jomo of old. He's had a couple good starts, but for the most part, not being dominant. So Lane Thomas, a great tournament play on this slate at 42, especially when most will play Friedel at 42 and Fraley at 44. You can get some low ownership on Lane Thomas at 42 versus Jordan Montgomery. You got Eloy down here at 4K, but Nolan Jones at 4K, I like a lot versus Lively. He's due for another big game out there. In the 4K range now, you got Randall Grichuk at 38 in Great American. Ian Happ's only 37 versus Oviedo. I'm a fan of that. There's just Skrimsky, who just double-donged. We'll see how he does on Tuesday. He's been so inconsistent, though. Seiya Suzuki's $3,500 versus Oviedo. Suzuki had an extra base hit, a couple RBIs on Monday, so that's not a bad outcome for $3,500. Low threes now as we keep sliding on down the list here. If Pavin Smith's in the Arizona lineup, he's $3,100. He sat on Monday because Alec Thomas got recalled. We'll get to Thomas in a minute, but just keep that in mind with Pavin Smith. 3K and below now. Jordan Walker is in fuego since getting called up. He's 3K versus Mackenzie Gore. I like Gore, but when you're talking tournament plays, that's a really good spot there for Jordan Walker at $3,000. Luis Matos is 3K versus Lugo. I prefer the Jordan Walker side of it, but both really nice values. Joey Weimer at $2,800 versus Nelson's a great value as well. You got Jake McCarthy at 28 versus Colin Ray. That's another nice value. So there's a ton of value as expected, especially in the outfield here. Those are some I'd start with. You got Ezekiel Duran down here at 27. Going down even cheaper, though, there are a couple. Like Will Benson, if he's in the Cincinnati lineup, he's 24. Be prepared for a potential benching when pitching's changed. But Benson's been swinging it really nice of late. And Great American at $2,400. He's a great value. Then there's Mike Tauchman, just $2,500 on Monday. He crushed it. He's $2,400 for Oviedo on Tuesday. Phenomenal value with Tauchman. He should be a cash game play for you with tournament appeal at $2,400 just because of his OBP skills, score some runs, and he can run into one from time to time. So I like that a lot with Mike Tauchman. And then there's Alec Thomas. He's $2,200. He got recalled, like I said, on Monday, went deep in his first game. When he was in the minors, he was hitting 348. With like three home runs, two steals, and a bunch of extra base hits. His OPS was almost 1,000. So he was hitting there really, really well in Arizona and AAA for Reno, which, you know, the PCL is a pitcher's or a hitter's heaven. But we'll see how this transfers. He went deep in his first game. He's only $2,200 against Colin Ray. That's not a bad tournament value play as well. So lots of value, especially in the outfield on this slate. Recapping your pitching, you have all the 11 ones just fine. But my main four, you got Stroman at 89, Kirby at 87. Verlander at 73, Cease at 77, and Cease is the full YOLO play. So let's not get crazy with that one. If you're stacking things up, my main stacks, and with an 11 game, you can make arguments for a ton of spots, but my main stacks, Cubs versus Oviedo. I like that a lot. You got Great American Small Park, Colorado and Cincy. I prefer the Cincy side, both great plays. Not going to knock that. Should be Uber Chalk as well. The Arizona-Milwaukee game could be a lot of fun. I prefer the Arizona side, but both could be in play there as well. And those would be my main stacks. Like, you can make cases for any time for Texas. The Dodgers versus Detmers is always an option for you. There'll be some other ones, but for me, it's mainly right now. It's Chicago, it's Great American Small Park, and it's Arizona. Those would be my four main stacks on this slate at this point in time. But a lot can change. It's an 11-game slate. If you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDEntric. And more importantly, I'll be on the Discord at Gaining the Edge Fantasy on Patreon. So come check us out there. But for now, that'll do it, folks. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to preview Wednesday's slate of action. But this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, June 20th edition. I'm out.
Start Battery Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get up to a $25 gift card after rebate with the purchase of select SuperStart batteries. Our professional parts people will test your old battery for free and recommend the right battery for your vehicle. For power, performance, and reliability, choose SuperStart batteries only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.